Case number 10671, David Bonick, south of Route 22, Long Neck Road, north of East River Drive, being lot C13 within White House Beach Mobile Home Park. A variance from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park.
Names and addresses, gentlemen.
David Bohannock, 35651 East River Drive, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
Ed Spangos, 3655 18th Avenue, Del Mar, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
I represent Atlantis Homes. I'm Ted Spangos. Mr. Bohannock is our client. He wishes to purchase a 52 by 56 and a half foot home. And he's on a very unique lot in a very old manufactured home community known as White House Beach. And as you already know, a very similar case was brought before you in 2005 for the same variance from setbacks between units. That was a 5-foot variance. We're asking for a 5.5-foot variance. I feel that this variance is unique and necessary due to the size and shape of the lot. The community has approved our placement of the unit, and they prefer that it be facing the road like the survey shows us. In this community, as I'm sure you're well aware, there's been numerous variances that have been granted. I feel that because of that, it won't be really altering the character of the neighborhood. In fact, some of the properties around this lot have had variances also. This house for the Bohannocks is their primary residence. It is not a summer residence. They have a family, and they have outgrown the house that they're currently in, which they've had for quite a while, to the family. And as I mentioned before, the park has approved, you know, the placement also. Anything you'd like to say?
Yeah, what I gotta say is seeking a variance for the deck on lot 12D. And when he had that deck put in, he had to have a variance because my shed is right here in the corner of the lot. So he had to have a variance, which he has approved for that too. And the shed on the corner of the lot, it's gonna be removed. It'll be removed from the lot and placed in the back of the lot. So we're just seeking like five and a half feet between the corner of the new house and the neighbor's deck. Like I said, he was approved when he went to build his deck for the variance. So, and like Ted said, I was here back in 05. For practically the same thing, but I wasn't able to go through with the plans back then. So I'm looking to just repeat and then they'll go ahead this time. That's why we're trying to get the variance so we can just go ahead.
But what size home is the... you still have a home there,
yes.
Correct? What size home is it?
It's a 12 by 50 with an addition on it, about the same width and length.
Another 12-foot addition.
So, yes, it's roughly 50 in length by about 24, roughly, yeah.
And how old is that dwelling?
How old is it? It was built in 1964, I believe.
Before your time?
Before. I was a few years old then, but it's been around for a while, so we're looking to put a new one on there.
I see.
Mr. Spangos, did I hear that this had been denied one time before?
No, it was approved.
No, I was back in 05. I was here for almost the same thing as the paperwork right here, where I was approved in 05 for.
Oh, you were approved. I was approved.
I was due to circumstances. I just wasn't able to go through in the 1 year that expired.
I understand. Okay, it's my fault. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Was your neighbor's deck there then also?
Yes.
Okay, but your neighbor had to come before this board to get a variance.
Yes,
because of
separation, where my shed is placed right now. Okay. He had to get a variance for the separation between his deck and the shed.
Okay, so the variance you're asking for, is it lesser of a variance than what he already had to get?
I'm not sure.
In other words, is your new home going to be further away than your shed is from his deck?
Yes. Yes.
And the shed is going to go away.
The shed has to be removed to put the new.
But the home will be further away from.
But the home will.
This will be greater from the home to his deck than the shed from the deck.
It looks that way to me. It's not dimensioned on the survey.
His deck and my shed, it'll be closed. I mean, if I put the new home on it now, it'll be farther away.
That's what it appears
to be. From my home to his deck would be farther away than what it is now between his deck and my shed.
Okay.
You are keeping one shed on the property, right?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the applicant has addressed the standard of the lot being unique. It's in an old park, and I believe we have granted several variances in the past. I believe the variance requested will enable reasonable use, and it is a lesser variance. It appears to be a lesser variance than has already been granted to the adjacent lot for the deck. Therefore, there's already a violation or a variance for separation, so I believe that it was, in this case, it was not created by the applicant in that way. I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood because of the age of the park and the size of the lots. I believe it is also a minimum variance to afford relief, so I would make a motion that we approve case number 10,671.
Andrew, have a second to that motion?
A second, then.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10,671. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Well, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.